Kia ora, welcome back to the show. Well, we've got him on the line, one of New Zealand's rising stars, Lil Bubblegum. Good morning, Mr. Bubblegum.
Morning, what's up? Happy to be here.
Oh, thank you so much for coming on the show. How are you? How's life?
I'm doing pretty good. Just woke up not too long ago. So, yeah, life's going pretty good at the moment.
Love it, love it. Hey, so 2022, been not a bad year for you. How's it? How's the whole experience been?
It's been a pretty busy year. Pretty hectic. I went to LA earlier this year to just do a few music stuff. But yeah, just did shows this year. Recently, I went opening for RD over in Aussie in New Zealand, so that was an awesome experience. But yeah, it's been hectic, eh? Pretty busy.
Was that your first time to LA?
It was actually my second time.
Okay,
it was cool nonetheless. Yeah.
So how did you find that experience? What was like the big time professional recording world like?
Oh man, it's buzzy, eh? Like, it's nothing like the movies. Like, obviously, the movies portray LA like a little bit differently. Like, there's a lot of buzzy stories that I can talk about from LA, but whole professional world, it's cool because I mean, everyone's there, right? Like, all the big movie stars, all the musicians, like they're all just in one place. So it's the best place to go if you want to take advantage of the opportunities there.
Did you meet anyone famous?
Sadly, I didn't meet anyone famous.
Oh, that's all right.
There's like a lot of people, yeah.
Oh, well, so you released an EP earlier this year, Nocturnal. Great EP, by the way. How was the reception to that?
It's been pretty overwhelmingly positive, eh? Like, because it's a little bit more of a personal EP for me, so... Although it's a little bit different to some of the other stuff I've been doing, but you know, it's been really good. The fans have really loved it, so yeah, I'm happy.
What was it like getting personal like that? Was it a bit strange?
Yeah, I think to an extent, eh? Because I mean, a lot of the stuff I've released before has just been like kind of fun music I've just made, just mucking around and stuff. That hasn't been taken too seriously. So to make like more of a personal EP, it's a little bit hard to be a little bit more vulnerable because I'm not used to writing like that.
Yeah, right.
It's also nice because it gives the fans like something different for a change.
And earlier, also not that long ago, actually, you released Cash Rules, which in itself was a bit of a different sound for you as well. Real fast. What was that like?
Was out of breath, eh? I was like, that's pretty fast, eh? But it's cool because I mean, it kind of fits in the realm of the genre called like funk, which is starting to blow up at the moment, which is it's pretty cool. But it was a little bit different because like I had to rap a little bit faster and it was faster paced, so it's gonna be pretty hard to perform that one live, eh?
Well, I mean, good luck with that. Hey, speaking of performing live, you're playing at Rhythm and Alps this year, which is awesome. Is that your first kind of like New Year's festival?
It's been actually my first festival this year. Like, last year, but technically, like, this is the first run of festivals I think I've ever done. Because last year we had like COVID and stuff, so
yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited that I haven't gone to like the South Island to perform like that, so I'm super hyped.
For those who haven't seen you live before, what can they kind of expect from you live?
Ooh, that's a good question. probably just mosh pits, eh?
Cool stuff.
Yeah, I just like to entertain and have fun, but more so just keen for like lots of energy to go to set a party and smosh.
Oh, man, I can't wait. It is going to be so, Good. And I just kind of wanted to ask, lastly, you know, this, you went from kind of nothing to a big name pretty quickly. What is that like? Do you pinch yourself sometimes? Like, holy moly, I've actually done something?
It's pretty buzzy, to be honest, when I think about it, because I only, like, finished school, like, last year. So I was still in school when I was making music and stuff, but to have, like, a few songs that did really well, it's been kind of like a blessing in disguise, because I just kind of started this music thing as a hobby, and just mucked around, and look where it's gone now. So, yeah, it's still kind of buzzy to think about it. Like, I still haven't fully wrapped my head around it, but, yeah, it's awesome.
Now, you started recording originally just on your phone, didn't you?
Yeah, that's pretty much how I started it.
So, yeah. I'm guessing you moved on to better technology now, probably.
Well, most definitely. I'll have to record on my phone again. Never again.
Well, Little Bubblegum, it has been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. And I'm so excited to see you at Electric Ave, at Rhythm and Elm, sorry, wrong festival, that was terrible by me. yeah, worst radio host ever. Yeah, it is so cool to see this journey, and I mean, good luck for everything, and can't wait to see where you go. Have a wonderful day.
Awesome, you too. Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
And that was Lil Bubblegum, one of New Zealand's up-and-coming talents, going to be very successful one day, I can imagine.